You're listening to Offbeat Music Box. I'm Carol K, and I'm with...
I'm Simone. How are ya?
I'm good, man. Feeling really mighty good. I know we're back.
Feeling good?
I'm mighty good.
Mighty good?
Mighty good.
This is going to be a good episode. This one is... It's got a bunch of fun songs.
Yeah. It's a feel-good kind of episode, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of a... I guess there's like more like anthems, thematic... Feel right. Good stuff.
Feel
I don't know.
Stuff.
I don't really know how to categorize this, but I think you'll enjoy it.
I think so. These are songs to like catch the mood.
Yeah.
Of your day.
Exactly.
Usually a Saturday song.
Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's thematic in some ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
Who do you got?
Well, we'll get right into it. Why delay a good day?
Oh, I see what you're doing right now.
All
right.
Segue. All right, well, I know a lot of us kind of forget about them, but I think they too are a very timeless group, and it's Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah.
You know, no one out there is like them, and they can sing, they can rap, you know, they're pretty hot dudes, you know, like, I mean, everybody wanted Bone. All the ladies love them some Bone Thugs and Harmony. But this song that I picked for Bone... I think every time I hear it driving in Los Angeles, I'm telling you, these are songs I've picked just on my drive when I'm cruising and then they play it on the radio. I'm like, oh man, like this is so perfect.
Right.
It's perfect for the moment. I'm here on the 101 driving through East LA or something, you know, or on the 5, whatever. But this song is first of the month.
First of the month. Wake up, get up. It's the first of the month.
For real, here we go.
Yeah.
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
The day was a good day.
No, it wasn't.
Oh,
it's the first
God.
Of the month.
It is the first of the month.
Well, not really. You know, every time I hear that song, it's such a feel-good music to me. I get excited. I'm like, hey, it's like you get so juiced. That's how you feel, even if your payday isn't the first of the month. It's like everybody looks forward to payday like that. Hey, wake up.
Yeah.
It's payday. Pay some bills. Go get you a 40, whatever you got to do.
Get you a 40?
Okay. Brown bag it.
Exactly. Yeah, you look forward to getting paid, and this is like a perfect anthem for... being broke or not being broke and just needing some money.
Yeah, you know, I think it's exciting. It's like you just, I'm telling you, there's no other song that can make you feel that good on it. Captures
no
payday.
Song like that either, is it?
Big time.
Yeah,
no.
They captured payday big time. Exactly.
But I genuinely like love this song though. And
yeah.
You know, and I think it's timeless. Every time I hear it, they could play it whenever. It's just like.
They're also talented too, man.
So
they all
talented.
Know how to rap and they all got their style and they harmonize.
Oh,
the beat's crazy.
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
They're Bone Thugs and Harmony, man. Like even that group alone, think about it. They're thugs with harmony. You know what I mean? Like you could tell they at some point went to church a lot. You know what I mean? To come up with that.
And they can go from like, if I could teach the world, right?
Yeah.
To be a thug in harmony.
Yeah.
It's like.
They had some good shit.
You know, to like their stuff with Biggie. Oh, one of my other favorites.
Yeah.
Yes, that. Oh.
That song with Biggie where they did the yeah. That one, we should play
can
that
I play
one
real
too.
Just real quick.
Hell yeah.
All right, hold on.
I'ma tell you like a nigga told me. Cash roll everything around me. Shit, lyrically, niggas can't see me. Fuck it, buy the coke, cook the coke, cut it. Know the bitch before you call yourself number. That nigga with a Benz fucking it. Doesn't it seem odd to you? Big come through with mobs and crews. Good fellas down to the moon stuff, dude. Who's the killer, me or you?
We forgive you, for you know not what you do.
7 a.m. woke in the morning with Henny, caffeine and green and nicotine. No dose, so pop a couple of dope that I ripped up. Nigga, Mr. Clean, make it clean. Deep in my temple, and I do get sentimentally stained with my instrumentality. And heated, especially for your team. In the 45 and D will be in between the scenes. Destroy your dreams.
means you willing to die. We'll see. How many feasts when it goes to see? We mean mug, mug, mug. Trying to be perfect. Disciples with a survival tongue of a double and sword. Triple. Six rivals spitting fire. This the real truth, bitch. Breaking out the lies. My massage. Better be ready for all my dead and shit. Six five. It's wild. Bless the child. The one that became a man. Put in positions already paid. All that I had to do was stay. Test me now. Contend. Never know. Surrender. Not that time. Pick up my pen and my hand. None of my trust.
Notorious Thugs, rightfully so, right? Aren't they? Man, that's one of my favorite joints too. Like, I love that song. And you pointed something out that was interesting, you know, with this episode being kind of like an anthem, thematic sort of thing. I know that didn't seem like it fit, but it does now.
Because like the beat didn't sound like a Michael Myers movie.
Do it.
Like the Halloween.
The little like. Yeah, I think that's partly that's why I like that song a lot. Yeah, it's kind of cynical.
Very cynical. Ooh. It's interesting. Yeah, it's spooky. That song's crazy though.
Yeah.
You got like a legend there.
Yeah.
And then you got Bone. It's just, I like how it all goes together.
Yeah, I think that's another timeless one, right?
Definitely a timeless one.
Yeah.
One of those great songs that it puts you in a mood.
You can't really go wrong with Bone Thugs and Harmony, because that's exactly it. You know? They're thugs and harmony. Come on.
Come on, man.
Yeah, so.
And then you throw a little bit of Big in there.
For real.
And then a creepy ass beat.
Yeah.
And some Michael Myers.
I think they have good chemistry with a lot of different artists. Like, I'm surprised that they didn't make more.
I think
they had their struggles, so I'm not sure.
They must have, yeah. A lot of thuggery.
It's unfortunate. Stupid. <Yeah. laughs> Another feel-good song, when I'm driving around in Los Angeles.
What do you like?
It hits the spot every time, and I think everyone can agree.
Yeah.
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kind of odd. No barking from the dog, no small. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. I got my grub on, but didn't dig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. So hooked it up for later as I hit the dope. Thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop at a red light. Looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight.
You know you were in that car coasting, it is a good day. Damn it. Every time I hear Ice Cube's Good Day, it's a damn good day. Because I didn't have to use my AK. So, but hey, we just made a discovery on that line, and we're probably really slow for this,
too. You caught
this
one. Okay, can you repeat it?
You go for it.
You said,
waking up in the morning, gotta thank God.
Yeah, I don't know, but today seems kind of odd. No barking from the dog, no smog, and mama cooked the breakfast with no hog.
I got my grub on, but didn't pig out. Did I just, I just made the association of, he was like...
Yeah, no bacon, no hog.
No hog, no pigging out. Get it? Get it?
Beautiful, yeah. And we were like, did Cube know what he was doing when he did that?
I'm pretty sure he'll take credit for it.
Pretty sure, right?
I think I just gave you something genius there to take credit for.
I listened to that song maybe 1,000 fucking times.
Me too.
I never noticed that part.
Me too. And I know that line. I know this whole song.
Yeah, I was like, wait. Yeah.
So it's kind of funky that after that, you know, we just kind of like discovered that together. So see, it takes two detectives.
Yeah.
To solve a crime.
Good job,
or to solve a mystery.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. So, I mean, that song is so timeless too, and no matter where you are, when you play a song, you just automatically feel like, oh man, it is a good day.
And
like,
it's got so many quotables too.
Yeah, like you just sit there and you just cruise to it. You can just a cruising, you know, down LA or wherever you are. Sunset, you know, the sun is setting, it's like midday.
Anywhere in America, you know what I mean?
Perfect summer song. Yeah. I mean, especially on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
But and another really cool song that you can coast to, we were just talking about, is who?
Is it Kid Frost?
Kid Frost.
This is for La Raza.
And I only picked this one because it's like my last name.
Boom. It's perfect.
Yes.
And this is like the Latin version of Today Was a Good Day. I love this song. Shout out to Kid Frost. It's very California.
Yeah.
And it's just, I love it.
Play it.
Let's play it.
My clip is loaded. It's full of violas. I put it in your face and you won't say nada. Fight those cholos. You call us what you will. You say we are assassins. You're dreaming about to kill. It's in my brother be an Aztec warrior. Go to any extreme and hold no barriers. Chicano. And I'm brown and proud. Want this chingazo. Simona, let's get down. Right now. In the dirt. What's the matter? You afraid you're gonna get hurt? I'm with my homeboys, my ties, my camaradas. Kicking back, con mi ganga y pa' mi no diga nada. You're switching on this, like Al Capone, this, control a todo, so don't ever try to sweat me. Some of you don't know what's happening, que pasa, it's not for you anyway, cause this is for the raza. I'm speaking is known as God.
So that was Kid Frost. This is for La Raza. You got the saxophone in there.
Yeah, right.
You got the groupies in there.
The Cadillacs and yep. The drop tops and the you
and
know
the low riders and low the hydraulics.
Riders, yeah.
And he's got the baseball. You know, you wear jerseys back then.
Oh my God, that song just it. encapsulates the 90s.
It does, man. That shit is
it kind of like it makes you feel kind of like the whole I think the saxophone thing makes me think of like Miami stuff, you know. Yeah. I don't know, but I know it's like that very very West Coasty though.
Yeah,
but that's
definitely
another
the video.
Yeah, the yeah. Video's very
you gotta
West Coasty.
Go look at the video, man, but that song is classic. But go on YouTube and look at it. It'll just
yeah,
the whole style, it's like, oh shit, I dressed like that. That's crazy.
You know, it's just a really feel good, like good music.
Yeah.
You could listen to it at a barbecue.
Yeah.
You know, these are types of songs that you just like chill to, crack open a beer, you know,
right.
And just
classic.
Kick Laid it with
back.
Your family and friends at the pool, whatever. It's like good summer joints, but yeah. Also, you know, it's just something that always brightens the spirit, you know, uplifts
exactly.
A little, you know?
Yep.
Going into like stuff you do with your family, you usually hang out with your family on a Sunday afternoon, right? I mean, I already said that.
Usually do.
Sunday afternoon. Chilling at the park. Waiting for the sun to go down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just me and the homies. A lighter shade of brown, which
right?
We are.
We are.
In our own way, we are very lighter shade of brown.
We are.
Or brown.
I say I'm 50 shades of beige.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's a new book.
Yeah. Let's spin this next one, because I
right.
Think while we're feeling good, let's keep it going.
Word, girls at the picnic mess preparing the food. The sky was clear and the weather was cool. Kids at the playground playing on the merry-go-rounds. All the cars cruising, bumping their funky sound. Because it's Sunday, last day for a fun day. Back to business as usual come Monday. At the park, everything went real smooth on a Sunday afternoon.
We were chilling in the park, just waiting for the sun to go down. It was me, Shiro, and the homies, a lighter shade of brown.
I said chill. All the bottles in the park stay ill. Playing horseshoes to win a bill. I got inside the lamp and on the grill. So now we eat. The cops cruise by looking for the booze.
That was Lighter Shade of Brown.
Sunday afternoon. Man, that's another song, like I said. All these songs, the only reason why we're playing them is because it's just like, they just make me happy. I don't know. Yeah, every time I hear it, I'm like, oh, snap, be quiet in the back seat. And I'll just like turn up my music
right.
And just, yeah. You know, blast this old school. Like, it's so good to me.
You could play that at any barbecue and people will just be like, oh, shit, I remember that. And this is what I was doing at the time. Or I remember playing this at some party at my friend's house and somebody got too drunk and threw up on
yeah.
Like, you'll just remember what was going on at the time when you play this.
Yeah, who you were dating and all your little
right.
Personal drama.
Yeah.
If there was any, you know, like
drama.
You know what's funny is like where are these guys now though?
Dude, I was trying to read that on the YouTube of like where they went, and they made 5 albums, Carol. Did you know that shit?
No, I did not.
I did not at all know that. I feel ashamed.
Well, there's another song that they play all the time of theirs that I think
right.
Some people would recognize. It's called Latin Astro.
A Latin female, dope to get with this. High factor track with a lyrical concept. A brown queen knows to break it down in one step. So legit, the microphone just passed it. Right to me, the one is chosen to grasp it. Just drop the mic that you were holding. Cause with the lightest shade of brown, I saw rolling Latina. Taking over the microphone and rocking the place. With a little bit of soul and trouble of bass. As I rock hip hop, non stop and make you dance, I have a question. Are you still in a trance? En inglés, en español, como quieran your ritmo. Huevan sus pies y valen al ritmo. Hacemos bailar, es mi misión.
So that was Latin.
Yeah, another one of a Lighter Shade of Brown's joints.
Dude,
Like, that one they play on the radio, too, so I know that's a popular one. So, right. I mean, 5 albums, though.
What did you say? You said there's not enough.
There's not enough. Like, you don't have a lot of, like, Latino, you know, rap groups. Like, you don't even have a lot of rap groups anyway these days.
Right.
But, like, that was a lot.
You got your Cypress Hill. Yeah. You got, what's, this is for Lil Raza, Kid Frost.
Yeah.
Lighter Shade of Brown. And then you got your, you know, the Puerto Rican rappers. But as far as, like, California Mexican folk, not a lot out there rapping, not enough.
It'd be fun
to see them in the show. In concert. Yeah.
I know. Like, it's
they're definite throwback. And they could rap.
Super throwback. And yeah, they can.
That chick on there on that Latin Activity.
Yeah.
She was killing it too. Where is she at?
I don't even know who she is.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It doesn't even say featuring blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's just.
Probably just found
she
her.
She's not even credited. That's messed up.
Calm down.
She was pretty sick.
She might have been somebody's cousin. Like.
Maybe, right? She was just chilling. Hey, come spit on this, you know, at a barbecue Sunday afternoon.
Get in the fucking studio.
Yeah, for real.
We got another song to make.
For real.
She's like, all right, Latin. Yeah. Activity.
Give her some tequila. Get her drunk.
Yeah.
She got this.
Yeah. That shit was crazy.
It's like, good.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
That one, I want to listen to that one again, like, once we are done.
Yeah.
Just to, like, embrace the whole. I forgot all about that.
It's super party music.
It is definitely. We should have a fucking barbecue. Fuck it.
Yeah, and play all this stuff, huh?
Play all this stuff.
Yeah.
Who do you got next?
So this next group, I guess, the next one that's up, you ask, is De La Soul.
De La Soul. Legendary group.
Yes.
And the title of this song is?
It's Just Me, Myself, and I.
Right.
Hey, was Beyonce inspired?
Oh, I think so. Right?
Maybe.
Everyone's inspired by somebody.
Yeah, I'm making things up. Play it.
The wall. Tell me, mirror, what is wrong? Can it be my daylight clothes or is it just my daylight song? What I do ain't make believe. People say I sit and try, but when it comes to being daylight, it's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.
It's me, myself, and I. That's kind of how I feel at the end of the day of every day, though.
Dude, exactly.
Like, it really is just you at the end of the day, by yourself. We're all alone and lonely by the end of the day. Anyways, not to get all sappy on you.
But we're all loners. I think that's why I like this song, is they're talking about just me, myself, and I. Like, they feel like outcasts. You know what I mean? So it's just me at the end of the day. Like, I'm the only one who can relate to me. And
yeah, aren't they back on the scene these days?
They are back on the scene with a Kickstarter for the new album.
Oh, interesting.
And they have made over $600,000 already on Kickstarter.
Wow.
Just from fans that really love their stuff. I mean, everyone loves De La Soul. If you're a hip-hop fan, you have to, you know what I mean? You have to support. And they just decided they're going to do it on their own and get the Kickstarter going.
Yeah, because you were just saying that they're the only group that's still together today.
Yeah, they are.
That's impressive. How many years is that?
Oh, man, so this was like 88, 89.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Dude, 89. I was like only a few, you know.
We were youngsters, man.
Yeah.
And they're still
single-digit age.
Strong. Yeah. Single-digit age. And they're still going strong.
That's impressive.
And they're still, they get better and better. To be honest with you, they get better and better. They're fun to watch. I saw them at Rock the Bells back in the day.
I have their album from like maybe the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a pretty cool album. I can't remember the name of it though. I still have that CD, but it's
go back
cool.
And listen to like all their stuff. That 3 Feet High and Rising.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those ones where they talk about the vibration and the stakes are high. And they talk about rappers rapping about stuff they don't even know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like talking about selling crack and all that stuff and how they're kind of sick of it.
Yeah. You know, hey, it's interesting that you have a group like that, and I just hope that their newer album, like, they stick to something like that, and, like, you know, hopefully.
Right.
And I think maybe that's probably why they're doing a Kickstarter, so that they can continue being themselves and delivering a message that they're really passionate about, as opposed to, you know, going back and getting signed or whatever. And, I mean, it is difficult, let's just keep it real, but when you're signed, you can't really do what you want to do. So yeah, I think our theme, we've come full circle, and I think we've identified the theme, that it's just, our theme is about a day, a particular day, whether it's a Sunday afternoon, part of a day, you know, it's a good day,
good day.
One of them days,
one of them days,
it's payday,
Payday.
I don't even know. But it seems like that is the underlying theme of today.
Yeah. Sometimes you want to be alone.
Exactly. And we hadn't played a female artist.
We haven't.
And even though her music may not exactly be, you know, in the lines of everything else we've played.
Right.
It's more R&B.
More R&B, but R&B and hip-hop, they all go together sometimes.
Yeah, they're all family, distant cousins, you know? Right. It's all good. But this song here, though.
Very talented.
Yes.
Young lady.
So let's go ahead and play it, because it's just one of them days.
One of them days.
Simone, don't take it personal. It's just one of them days. All right.
Just want to be left alone?
For real. Just leave me alone. Lash out on you. It's one of them damn days. All right.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's Monica. One of them days. It is one of those 90s hits.
Oh, man.
Totally timeless.
Timeless.
Takes me to a place. That's one of those songs. Like you said before, music allows you to travel to different times. And that one right there takes me to a place.
Man.
So it's definitely good. And I still play it today because I always have one of them days.
One of them days?
Like all the time. Like,
yeah.
It's one of them days. Get away from me. You know,
yeah.
It's like the theme of my life. So
you don't play with women when they're going through that type of just leave me alone type of shit.
When they're having one of them days?
One of them days. I got to get the fuck out the house. I'll be back, babe. I'm sorry. You know what I mean?
I think she'd probably prefer it that way too.
Yeah.
You that or she'd just gonna bite your head off.
Exactly. It's kind of cool that like she had a song like this, so like you can, if your girl can't tell you leave me the fuck alone, at least you listen to Monica and understand a little bit better that there are those times where you gotta be left the fuck alone.
Yeah, don't take it personal. She's
right.
Like, seriously, I think it's not just women. I think men need their
men
time.
Need their
Everybody
time
needs their alone time.
Yeah.
And sometimes it really is not you. It really is me. You know,
feeling some kind of way.
Yes.
Yeah.
So just
Monica was dope, man.
Back off. Jeez.
She still listen to her like newer stuff.
Not her newer stuff, but I used to be a huge fan of Monica.
Man, yeah. I see.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She had some classics.
Totally. And she fit this segment because it's one of those days where we're just playing songs about days.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
You know what?
What?
While we're on R&B.
Oh, Jesus.
I have something else to throw in there.
You do?
And I'm sorry to throw everybody off, but since we're talking about days, I'm just going to surprise you.
All right.
Real quick. Hang on.
We're going to close out with this one?
No, we're not, actually.
Okay.
Just real quick, before we close out with the next one.
Let's do it.
We're riding the R&B train now.
I don't know anything about this, by the way, so I'm kind of as surprised as you are.
All right, and you'll thank me for it.
Okay, I'm sure.
Here we go. Now, that wasn't just a day or a part of a day. It's a whole week. It's a whole week.
That should, honestly, that song, the way she describes it, that sums up an entire relationship if you think about it. Monday through Sunday.
Yeah, right? The things that do happen.
It's like a bunch of ups and downs.
You love each other, you hate each other, now you're friends, and you're like, oops, do we do it all over again?
Dude.
Like, what are we? Where do we stand?
Where do we stand right now? You're confusing me. I thought we just broke up, and now you came back over.
Like,
we did some freaky shit.
Right? Are we on? Are we not on? Like, what is happening right now?
Exactly.
In 7 days.
In 7 days.
This is bullshit.
7 days? And then it turns into 7 years? And you're like, where the fuck's the ring? And you're like, I don't know. Is there so much? Dude, Mary J., She is
the queen.
She's got to be the queen. She's got that title.
She makes really good fucking breakup songs. And like,
it's so sad,
between
though.
Her and Toni Braxton, they play like, oh, when you're at your lowest point, you put them on. Like, you just like, you feel like that's your friend and that's the shoulder to lean on. Like, girl, for real. Like, you play up Mary J., you just sob and cry. Like, you know?
And you can tell she went through that, right? Didn't she, was she dating Casey or
Everything
JoJo?
Everything that she sings, and you can feel the pain come through her music. Ooh, yeah, she was dating him. That was some crazy shit.
That was some crazy shit.
Yeah, but Mary J., there's another Mary J. joint that I want to. I just want to play one good Mary J. joint.
Yeah.
All right. Now, it doesn't really go with our theme of the day, but it goes with our theme of this. Her just, it's just Mary J. Just got to give it to her.
Just her being her.
Okay, real quick.
Genius. Okay.
Funny, huh? Because that was a time when she was happier.
Right. Wow. What a contrast to like the last song.
But you know what? Even though, you know, it's about love or whatever, it still feel good music.
It
so
is.
I think it kind of fits our theme a little bit. But it's kind of it's interesting. You think that was the same lover from 7 Days?
That was the same lover from 7 Days.
Damn, where are we now? Where are we now?
Real Love.
Real Love was on Monday.
Right.
She wrote that song on Monday.
She definitely did.
When shit was good, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It was all good. Because, I mean, that's how a relationship is. It starts off like, oh my God, this is breathtaking. I found real love. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything's a surprise.
Yeah.
What are they going to do today? Then you start getting used to the person, right? And then you start, you know, morphing into what you guys are going to become. And then she does that song, the 7 Day shit.
Yeah, I'm telling you, she wrote that whole album on the 7th day. Because that whole album was hella sad, though.
It was, you know? Hella sad.
But it was so good.
But it was so deep.
Damn it. And then she had another album that came out, the one after that, which is like, you are my everything, that song.
Yeah.
You are everything.
I loved the 411, though.
Maybe that was... on Sunday.
Because
like, she was happier on Sunday. Yeah. No, I think that was back to Monday.
Kind of, you know what I was thinking? She met a different dude.
It was back to Monday.
She went back to Monday and met a different motherfucker. That's what changed her whole attitude.
Yeah, right? I think we just really just, I think 7 Days encapsulates her whole entire career.
Career, yeah.
Albums, no?
Yeah.
I'm just joking.
Definitely. Yeah.
We're running out of days. We've already, there is no more, like, what happens after Sunday goes back to Monday. What's in between that?
There's no weekday song.
I don't know. Well, while we're talking about love, then, I think we'll just go ahead and close out with another classic song, another classic group, I guess. And that would be TLC.
Did you have a favorite out of all of them? I mean, because I all loved them all for different reasons. Like, I mean, obviously Left Eye was my favorite because she was the hip hop part of the, but I thought T-Boz was just very attractive, and that I thought Chili, she had her own exotic look too.
You know
what I mean? They were all beautiful, but they all had their own elements to the whole. But I mean, let's be honest, man. They were beautiful to look at too, and they could sing.
Yeah, I think what's special about TLC was they were crazy, sexy, cool, exactly that. But I feel like they, now that you're asking me that, I feel like there was a time where I was like really Left Eye-ish. You know, she was kind of like, you know, the hardcore chick of the group.
Right.
You know, where I could relate to that. But now that I'm looking back at them, I feel like they represent different elements of every woman.
Man.
I think they're like every woman.
Yeah, to think about it.
Yeah.
Because like, not, no disrespect, but like you have your crazy part of a woman, and you know who that part is, and then you have your
tough chick,
your
girl,
tough
your
chick.
Sexy chick girl, and then like the I'm a boss, like I'm a, you know,
yeah.
I feel, I don't know,
you have your different layers,
yeah, it's the layers of different women, like the layers of
femininity.
I think that's why so many people like them too, you know, could relate to them because they spoke to everyone.
Who doesn't love them too, man?
Exactly. Okay, cool. Well, so we're gonna leave you with this one. It's it's a joint by TLC, and it may not have been played that much, but we're going to play it today. Anyways, so I guess until next time, guys, I'm Carol K.
And I'm Simone.
Stay offbeat.
Do it.